Ed Gillespie is one of three candidates seeking the Republican nomination for governor at a June 13th primary. Yesterday, he unveiled his cutting taxes for all Virginians plan. He joins WFIR News anchor reporter Gene Marano and I this morning to talk about that plan live. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's
Day. There you go.
We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us again. Now, Ed, before we dive into the tax cut plan you unveiled yesterday, one of your GOP opponents, Denver Riggleman, dropped out of this race yesterday. Your reaction, and does it make it easier for you, Ed, to get your message out to the voters?
Well, look, to be honest with you, for me, you know, fewer contenders for the nomination is better. But I have to say, in the course of this campaign, spending time with Denver Riggleman, I just came to like him a lot. He's a genuinely good person, and he's got the right he was in it for all the right reasons. And I would find myself, you know, in these debates and forums listening to him and thinking, huh, that's a really good point. And I while he's out of the race and I'll miss him, truly, his voice is going to remain in Virginia, I think, for some time, because he stands up for principles and people that too often are ignored. And he's right about the need to reform our regulations and taxes. And I agree with him on that. So I'm glad to call him a friend and genuinely good guy. And, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. But I don't think we've heard the last of Denver Riggleman.
Ed, good morning. This is Gene Marano. Let's talk about your tax plan. You're proposing a 10% across-the-board tax cut in individual income tax rates. The first, I guess, what I read is the first since the rates were established in 1972. What would this mean, Ed, for the average Virginia family?
Well, for the average Virginia family, it means $1,285 a year in more disposable income back in our pockets to spend as we see fit. And, you know, too many hardworking Virginians have had stagnant wages for years. Their incomes have not gone up, but prices have for housing and health care and food and college. And this will provide much-needed relief to hardworking Virginians. It'll also make us more attractive for retirees to stay in Virginia, in particular military retirees coming out, separating from the service from the various bases and forts all around the Commonwealth, and that would be good for our economy. And it'll also make it easier to start a new business and expand an existing one, because small businesses don't pay a corporate income tax. They pay individual income taxes, subchapter S, LLC Corp, sole entrepreneur. They pay in the individual code, and we need more startups and scale-ups in Virginia, and this plan will help get Virginia growing again. We desperately need job creation and economic growth, and it's not only money in people's pockets. We had an economic analysis done of the impact of this plan on our economy, and when fully phased in over 3 years, because it's responsibly executed, it's bold, but it's responsible, it would result in the creation of over 53,000 new full-time private sector jobs in the Commonwealth. That's a 25% increase of our current projection. That would be good for us.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, Republican candidate for governor. Yeah, explain that a little bit to me, Ed. How does this tax cut, how does it result in the creation of all these jobs?
Well, first of all, two-thirds of our economic growth in Virginia is driven by consumer spending, and so consumers would have more money to spend, or after-tax income, or take-home pay. Secondly, I truly believe the key to our future in Virginia is with more small business formation and expansion, not big business and whale hunting and trying to get some Fortune 500 company to move its headquarters lock, stock, and barrel into Virginia. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for that, and I'll be a relentless marketer of Virginia all across the country and all across the globe. But we need to make it easier to start a new business and expand an existing one, homegrown businesses, natural organic growth. That is the key to future job creation. The sweet spot of job creation is when a small business is becoming a big business. And we need to make that easier in Virginia than we do right now. So this would have a significant impact on job creation. Now, it's a different approach than what previous governors have done. It's a more patient approach. It's a more long-term approach. It won't result in the flashy press releases coming out of the governor's office. But that's not been working for us. We've had five straight years of anemic economic growth. Our growth rate in 2015 was a lousy 2%, and that was the first time in 5 years it got above 1%. We've shed 69,000 manufacturing jobs over the past decade. We've been swapping out high-paying jobs for low-paying ones. And and for 3 years in a row now, more people have moved out of Virginia than into Virginia. That had never happened at all since they started collecting that data in 1978, and now we've had three straight years of it. We've got to get back on track. I truly believe Virginia should be first in the nation in economic growth. But as we speak right now, we're in the bottom 10 states in terms of the quarterly numbers, and we were in the bottom 10 states in 2014. And that's just infuriating to me. Virginia should be first in the country, and we can be with this policy. I think it'll put us on a path to that.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, Republican candidate for governor. Let me ask you another question, Ed. Your tax cut plan, how would it affect Virginia's budget? Would there be corresponding cuts that would have to be made in programs, or do you see this as generating the additional tax revenue that could avoid deep program cuts at the state level?
Well, two things. One, this is predicated on our projections for revenue growth in our state conference over the next 5 years. We project $3.4 billion in revenue growth coming into the state treasury over the next 5 years. I'm saying let's take a portion of that revenue growth and pay down these rates, these individual tax rates that were set in 1972 and have never been lowered in the 45 years since they were created, and foster more job creation. But we would still have preserved $2 billion to meet our increased spending to meet our core functions of education and public safety, transportation, health care. But for every $3 that we spend from that revenue growth on those core functions, we would allocate $2 back to the taxpayers for them to have more of their hard-earned dollars in their pockets to spend and for businesses to form and for retirees to stay in Virginia rather than move out. I think it is it's bold but responsible and very doable.
All right, we're speaking with Ed Gillespie this morning. He's now one of three candidates seeking the Republican nomination for governor in the June 13th primary. And you also stated in the cutting taxes for all Virginians plan, this also puts Virginia on a path towards meaningful local business tax reform. Now, Ed, if you would explain that to us, and what needs to be reformed in your estimation?
Well, in addition to the across-the-board rate cuts of 10% for all Virginians, we have in our city and county tax codes some very anti-growth, anti-business taxes. The business and professional and occupancy license tax, the B-poll tax, the dreaded B-poll tax, as I call it, the machinery and tools tax, the merchant capital tax. These are antiquated anti-business taxes at the city and county levels. They're there by no fault of their own for those boards of supervisors and city council members and mayors and chairs. They've been there for a very long time, for over a century, but they're outdated, and we need to modernize our tax code at the city and local level and give the cities and counties the flexibility to do that. And so in addition to phasing in this across-the-board rate cut over a three-year period, we're going to sunset the B-poll, the M&T, and the merchant capital taxes. Now, a lot of city councils and board supervisors will vote to keep them. And if that's what's in the best interest of their city and county, their locality, that's fine. But if they want to make changes that makes them more attractive, in particular to manufacturing, but to small business formation and small business expansion, we'll work with them to do that in the governor's office to identify other ways by which they can get their business tax revenue that aren't so anti-competitive.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, Republican candidate for governor. Just a couple of minutes left, Ed. I want to ask you a question on the more of a national level. The budget that President Trump has proposed, the initial proposal, I know that it includes a lot of cuts for social programs, and I know that here in Roanoke, for instance, TAP has some concerns about block grants that would be reduced or whatever. If you've taken an initial look at the federal budget yet, do you see things that would concern you on a state level with funding that would not come back from D.C.?
There are some things that concern me, and I'll be talking with our congressional delegation. There are some things that are good, by the way. If we're building more ships in Newport News, that's good for Hampton Roads. If we're allowed to develop oil and gas resources off of our D.C. coast, that would be good for our economy. If we can stop the war on coal in Southwest Virginia, that'd be helpful. There are other things that are concerning for Virginia. And, for example, in the Medicaid proposal, I feel that Virginia gets unfairly punished for being a responsible state and not taking the Medicaid expansion. And so I'll look at all these things, and when the they're good for Virginia, I'm going to say that's good for Virginia. When they're not, I'm going to urge that that we make changes. But one of the things about my plan that's so important is it makes us less reliant on the federal government, our economy less affected by federal policies by diversifying our economy. And we've talked about the need to diversify our economy for decades, but we haven't done it. And I believe the key to diversifying our economy is more innovation, more innovators, and more entrepreneurs and more small businesses opening and growing. They'll chart a path for us for the sectors and services and industries that we need here to diversify our economy, not a top-down approach, picking winners and losers and trying to make bets with taxpayer dollars. We need to have small business formation, startups and scale-ups, allow them to flourish in the Commonwealth. That will make us less reliant and less affected by federal policy. And long-term, that's important to us as a Commonwealth.
Eddie, you got about 20 seconds left just to wrap up. How do you feel about your campaign? And do you feel that you've got the best plan as far as cutting taxes?
I have no doubt I have the best plan. And the tax cut plan is the centerpiece of a broader agenda for economic growth that includes regulatory relief and education reforms, transportation policies that will be good for all Virginians and will improve the quality of life for all Virginians. And so I'm working very hard. I will not be outworked. I promise you that. I've got the right ideas, the right policies to get Virginia growing again. We've got a big organization, 6,000 volunteers, the G-force, the mighty, mighty G-force of our volunteers mm-hmm. growing every day. And I feel very good about it. But I'm Irish, on St. Patrick's Day, and I've always found a correlation between luck and hard work in my life.
All right, Ed, thanks for joining us today.
Ed Gillespie,
thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That's Ed Gillespie with us here on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News.